Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. You know, okay. One thing. Let me get my. Are you there, son?
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't know what this Blog Talk Studio thing is. It's been challenging for the last couple of weeks, but, you know, with everybody with this COVID thing and at home, you know, people logging in and doing things, man, they bouncing these signals like crazy. And then, two, I'm trying to figure them out myself because I'm still, you know, like learning these because they upgrading the systems or whatnot. Anyway, man, let's get into this book, man. Let's get in this book. Now, everybody calling back in, so we're going to get started. You got a Bible verse for us, Caleb?
Yeah. All
right, man. Well, read the Bible verse, and I'm going to pray us in, and we're going to get started. We can stand face Jerusalem. We can, brothers, uncover your heads, and sisters, cover your head as we approach the Father.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yeah, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Amen. What was the scripture reading?
Psalm 25, 1-7.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send for both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us. Send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them the Holy Spirit that can have a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. As well, in Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, look, let's start this in Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1. Okay, and read to the 5. When you receive it, read.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the day.
Amen. Now, the evening and the morning is the first day. Is my microphone breaking up or is that yours? Okay, then that's, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's yours.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me get off this desk. Just a second. Can you hear me now?
I can still hear you. It's just like noise.
All right. Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Good. My headphones must be going out. But anyway, so now we got the beginning. So ain't nothing there. We got to wipe out everything that we know. Everything, man. I mean, we got to wipe out everything we know. We got to forget about everything we've seen, everything that we thought. Since we was in the womb being born and formed, we heard things. Well, you got to forget about all of that. You got to forget about that there was nothing before we even was conceived. That before we was conceived, there was nothing. We was conceived from nowhere. So where did all this come from? In the beginning. That's where it started. So let's go back to one and read one.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
All right. So we're not interested in the earth because the earth ain't even here yet because we're not, you got to wipe that out. We're not interested in heaven because heaven ain't here yet because he haven't created it yet. He just said it. In the beginning, God created. Well, we ain't even there. We passed that. So the angels ain't even here. So we all the way back here with nothing but God. In the beginning, this is how he introduced himself. You got to wipe out all of that. That's where you'll find him at. You got to wipe out all that stuff. All those things he created, that we be fronting on. We have cars and clothes and stuff like that. He like, look what I created. But that ain't where you're going to find it. You got to look past all of that stuff. Just like, people think they know you from what they see, but they don't really know you. Unless they look past all of this stuff and you decide that will be who you is. That's God. That's consciousness. Transferred from one conscious being to another. Him, myself, you. In the beginning. So, what is this in the beginning? All right, let's look at that. Because for a lack of words, let's go to John 1 and 1. For a lack of, words, man, like God is not even conducive to even to explain what he is. God is a derogatory term. So is Elohim and Yah. You can sit up there and ball them letters too, and they garbage in the end. He gonna destroy that man that's out of this planet. So if it was anything, he would save it. Nope. So you can't move me with it. That's an easy kill. If this alphabet is gonna be in the kingdom, no. So why are we even having a problem with even dealing with the things that's bigger than that? We passed that. So the things that we call God, Elohim, and Yah, what is that? Who is that? John 1:1 and read to the 2.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning.
Finish it. Go ahead.
You said read to the 2.
Yeah, read 1 and 2 again.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Okay, now we see here consciousness with consciousness. Now, it's in the beginning was the Word, consciousness, and the Word was with God. What? And the Word was God. So we got two consciousness here. Everything is capitalized. The Word, Word, God. Everything here is capitalized. This is all God in the beginning. But we see two consciousness here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God is a singular term that identify many. God is a singular term that identify many. Like church, you got one building that identify many. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Isaiah 57 and 15. One verse. I said Isaiah 57 and 15. In the beginning was the Word. Okay.
The high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
Stop. Did you just see him identify first right here that he dwelled in the beginning, that he had his eternity, right? You see that? You see it, man? Okay. Whose name is holy, which, like I said, there's nothing in this creation or vocabulary that I can identify how holy his name is. For the reason of identification purposes, we use names like Jesus, Yahweh, Allah, God, stuff like that. Not saying anything wrong with it, because he said these are my names or titles. They all mean something. But here, that name right there, we never heard it, never seen it. It was never spoken in his creation. It's coming. It's coming. That name is coming. He said, I dwell in a high and holy place with him. See, there he is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I dwell in a high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Stop. Told you. Consciousness. What do contrite mean? You got that Bible Dictionary app?
Nah.
Okay. Don't say it to grandmother's story. Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. So,
no, I think I do.
Huh?
Might. All right, what word?
Contrite. Well, contrite, it means broken. But he said, with a contrite spirit. So he's telling you that's consciousness right there to have emotions. So where do emotions come from if it came from nowhere? See that? Where did emotions come from? You want to say that it's a, you know, they're trying to teach us that the Big Bang Theory is where man began. No, it ain't. Or else we wouldn't have emotions. See? Then he said, of a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. What do you mean? He said, he just showed us that he also gave us consciousness. See that? This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Romans 1 and verse 20. Romans 1 and 20, one verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. When you receive it, read.
You have the invisible things, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
See that? Those things are invisible to the common man. The common man don't even believe in God, let alone the things that we're seeing right now. He said, for the invisible things of him from the creation, remember now, that's what we're talking about. We back there with him. From the creation of the world, the definition of world is consciousness. World, planet is a third sense when it comes to the world. The first sense of world is social consciousness. He said, who created the worlds? Then he said, the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. That's what we just got through looking at. I dwell in eternity with him, also of a contrite and a humble spirit, conscious. We see both the Father and the Son right there, which is what he called, or what Paul called, the Godhead. Yeah, what is it? It's a uniplural word. Uniplural meaning one, like a church, building, one building, but many members. That is. Elohim is the same thing. Yah is the same thing. You know, Yahweh is the same thing. Yah is a singular. Yahweh is a plural. So, let's look at this a little further. Now, what I'm trying to say is that none of that stuff ain't going to even matter. What really matters is who this is talking about. Exactly. Let's go into Psalms 90 and verse 1. Psalms 90 and 1. And read to the 2.
A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
See that? Even Moses understood this. So he showed this. He told Moses what was eternity. See that? It didn't just come from nowhere. It didn't just come from Jesus. Moses did. Who you think wrote Genesis in the beginning? Of course. Moses wrote Genesis chapter 1. So, of course, he's seen it. See that? That could come. That only came from Moses because nobody else. He didn't even show it to nobody else but Moses. I mean, he told Noah and all them and that there, but he didn't actually give them script like he did with Moses. Not that we all got reading about it, but what we're reading about here, this came from Moses. All this here, the beginning stuff, all this came from Moses. Nobody else taught this. Moses, everything you hear from here, all the prophets learned from Moses. So you really got to pay attention to Moses when he's doing. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, before the mountains was brought forth, ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. There he is, right? Okay. So, who is this is testifying of? Go to Job chapter 36 and verse 26. Job 36 and verse 26. When you receive it, read.
Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out.
Right, because there was no such thing as years in the beginning. Exactly. So you'll never be able to search. We'll never know until he come back and he give us his mind. Because there was no such thing as years in the beginning. See that? even years and time is of a consciousness. That's why time is consistent. In years are consistent. Time is 12 to 12, 360. How many months in a year? 12, 360. It's consistent. We surround it in time. That's why the universe in the heavens is round. That's why the earth is round. It's like a bunch of marbles inside of a big pool. For real. We'll get a tank and put marbles in it. Sand and water. That's what the heavens look like. So he said his years can't be searched out. Where'd he get this from, Moses? Yep. Because we just read it, man. You can't get past that. Thou art from everlasting. Isaiah got that from him. Actually, he told Isaiah that. He said, I dwell there. That was him talking. But Moses actually told us that thing. That's how God operates. He tell us stuff. You know, different prophets, different things. But it ain't for us to get the big head, man, because Moses was the meekest dude on the planet. And he had it all. So if we're going to have an example, anything, man, he'll do. Always. Moses is the one. He the one. You want to call the Matrix a Neo? Moses is the one. And then Jesus would be the one. Reincarnated. If they tried to make in the movies, that's him. So they said reincarnated in there because they was teaching reincarnation. But it wasn't that. That was God coming into the planet himself. He wasn't reincarnated. This is him right here coming down from the here to in here. Let's go to St. John 17 and 1. St. John 17 and 1 and read to the 5.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, for hours come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Continue.
And this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only God, the only true God, is Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest to me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men.
Stop. Read that 5 again.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
There it is. That's what we're talking about. What is that he had before the world was, before there was a consciousness? Because world means consciousness. So what was it? What is the glory here that he had back then that he's showing to John, that he showed to Moses? See, that's another thing that he said. Now watch this. He said, and this is life eternal. So whatever he had on then before the world was, that's eternal. And that's what we want. We want that. It's only one way to get it. How is it that we get it? Righteousness. Righteousness. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Exodus 33 and 18. Exodus 33 and 18. So what is this glory that he had before the world was? Watch this. Exodus 33 and 18, and read down to the 23.
And he said, I beseech thee, shew thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for thou shalt no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen.
Moses saw that. Moses saw this glory that he had from the beginning of the world. See that? See? And he showed Moses what the priest's clothes supposed to look like. And he showed Moses how the priest is supposed to glorify God. And he showed him how the priest is supposed to approach God. All that in one shot. So when Moses saw all of that, because he said, you can't see my face, but he saw his clothes. He saw the clothes he had on. He saw how he glorified God. He saw all of that. So what did he do? He taught the priest how to glorify God like this. So he said, while my glory passed by thee, I will put thee in the cliff of a rock, and I will cover thee with my hand. So he got a what? The hand. He got a face. You know, and we can go on and on and on. He got ears to hear and a mouth, and he eats. We can do all of that. But right now, we're just trying to get to this right here, this thing that's called eternal that come with these clothes. Let's go in Exodus 34 and 5 and read to the 8.
And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by him, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped.
See, he showed how the priest is supposed to glorify God. He showed him how he's supposed to speak, walk, look, all of that in one shot. See that? He showed him his glory, how he was and how he go before the Father. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and I dwell with him in eternity, also of a contrite and humble spirit. That's why he said, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. It's not even for us to decide who should get it or not. Although we know some people should be, you know, should just be burst into flame, but we can't even assume that he can't forgive them of their sins. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 26. Deuteronomy 4 and 26. So what did Moses see? 24. Deuteronomy 4:24.
For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God.
What? He a what? Consuming fire. He went past him on fire? So eternity on fire. It only makes sense because the earth is made from what? Eternity. And the center of the earth is what? Lava. That's what we call it, but it's eternity. That's it. That's why the earth will never die. The Lord our God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God, so we don't want to provoke him. You don't want to piss him off. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Because he ain't no joke. Never, ever. Son, listen at me. Never, ever, ever piss off the Most High because he got slap-ups that you can never recover from. Or he'll slap you up and wish you never been there. So that's neither here nor there because we're not going to have them conversations. Why? Because the Lord thy God is a consuming fire is enough information to make any man pause. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Revelations 1 and 11. Revelations 1 and 11 and read down to the 18.
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, and as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and earth. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Mystery of the seven stars.
So, he just described to us what the priest gonna look like. That's what Moses saw. Right? But get this. What are those seven stars in his right hand that John see? See that? Look at this. So, and he what? He's shining brighter than the sun. Why? Because the sun was created from him. Exactly. So, of course he goes outshine the sun. What? I'm going to create something that I can't outshine. The sun will never outshine God because God created light. And his light was before sunlight. The sunlight will never catch God because he's the Alpha. So light can't even catch him because light is not Alpha. Not this light from the sun. Not that light. He's the Alpha. So therefore, light can't even catch him. He's faster than the speed of light, because he's before light. And then, what is this? He said, his head, and he said, wait a minute. He said his head and his hair were like wool. This dude is on fire, and he still had a fro or a twist or whatever. You know, whatever, you know, it was kink it up. And they said, and white as snow, so the end of man is the beginning of man, so there's nothing wrong with your hair turning white. It was just never meant for us to grow old. So that's the thing. And you got to wrap your mind around this. He's 33, looking like this. So you got to look at it like this. He's 33 years old, with white hair, his eyes is on fire, his feet is like brass, he's black, he's a black man, ain't no ever and buts about it, and he's not a jet black man, because brass got a red to it, like an atom, like a burnt deep red in it. Atom is red like blood, atom means blood, or red, and brass got a red to it. It's a burnt, black, brown, red. It's a burnish. Then he said he was shining as the sun. He said he had a voice of many waters. So Moses heard that too. When he was testifying of the, he said, and the Lord God will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. He was sounding like that before Moses. Yeah, you would have hit the ground too. And see, this is that thing that we be taking God for life, but we don't be looking at him, man. We ain't seen him, Jack. If we did, we have reason for pause. Because this dude is something else. And he's 33. Wrap your mind around that. So the Father is that too. And Adam, when he was created, he was 30. He wasn't no child. He didn't grow up. He didn't have to grow up. He was the first man. Adam, when do you get baptized? When you're 30. What do? You come out the water. Adam, he was 30. When did Jesus come into his power? 30. Let's look at, then he said this. He said, and don't forget those seven stars. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, like one of the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot and girded about the path with a golden girdle. So that's what Moses saw. So when Moses saw that, he created that for the priests to wear before God. So your forefathers was dressed like an alien from outer space because he came from God. It wasn't from nothing else on this earth. Man had never seen this before. The Egyptians never seen this before. Remember now, the Egyptians was dressed as them dudes. They were doing their thing. The Egyptians had the gold, and they had Horus and all that stuff. They were doing their thing. But they ain't never seen this. Not what we came with. Because it came from God. And when they saw the priesthood, they knew that we blew back. They were not backwards. For real. Our glory smothered that because it's from him. We looked at it like this. We was actually dressed like God himself right there. And so let's look at this. Let's go into Exodus 28:1. And we're going to read to the 3. When you receive it, read.
And take
that. Am I going to fast places?
Huh?
Am I going too fast for you?
No, you good.
You good? All right.
And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in a priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they...
See that? See that? See that? Moses saw it, and then he told him to go make it. That's what John saw. He said, but this is for Aaron to wear. Nobody else get to wear this. Only Aaron. Aaron is the only one that wear this. Read on. Read verse 4.
And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, and a embroidered and a broidered coat, a mitre, a girdle, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold and blue, of scarlet and fine twine linen.
You need to read that on your own time. This is some good stuff. Skip down to 40 and read down to 40 and 41.
And for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles and bonnets. Thou shalt make for them, and for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Stop. So. Now, he said, now you make garments for his sons now. So whatever Aaron had on was different. Right. And whatever the priest had on, that's different. So when we get God willing, we live and we see God, whatever he have on, we're not going to have that on. We're going to have on something different. Watch this. Go to 1 Corinthians 15.
And verse
1. 1 Corinthians, yeah. 1 Corinthians 15, and pick it up in verse 35.
But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool.
Slow down. He said, but the dead, some will say, how are the dead raised up? That's the question. And what body do they come? Skip down to 38.
But God giveth it a body, and as it hath pleased him, into every seed his own body.
So now we see that glory that he showed Moses, he going to get after us, that eternal. You got to be turned into this. But it's in us already, because all of us is powered by what? Fire. That's why we all function, we all click at 92.8 degrees. We all on fire. What? Eternal flame. You can't see it unless you use a monitor or something. It's an eternal fire. Same thing. That's why we're called. The prophet said we're lights in the world. They saw it before they created instruments to see it. Now they got infrared. Now they can see it. Skip down to verse 40. Now, remember now, he said Aaron had specific clothes on, and then his son had on specific clothes, right? And then he said this. And then he said, now, when Jesus showed up and John revealed himself to John, he said he shined as the sun. And when he revealed himself to Moses, he said he is a ball of fire. See? Now watch this. 40.
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial one is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. Stop. It is glory.
You see that? He said, there are also celestial bodies, which is spiritual, and body terrestrial, which is terrain, which is us. And he said, the glory of the celestial is one, heavenly or spiritual, and the glory of the terrestrial is another, which is us. So he's talking about God body versus our. And then he said, there is the glory of the sun. So now he's telling us that we're going to shine like the sun, but he's going to shine like the sun in his strength, right? Then it says this, and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, is one star different from another star in glory. We all will shine different. Because we're going to reflect that light, the glory from the beginning of the world. We all going to shine differently. Like the stars in heaven. It's stars that starlights that take zillions of years to get here that we never seen before. Because there just hasn't been enough time for it to reach us yet. That's what we're going to be clothed with, that stuff. Eternity. Eternity hasn't met him yet. It's coming. We haven't seen that light yet. That light been coming for a long time. Like we could tell how long it takes for the sunlight to reach the earth. We could tell how long the light from the sun reached Pluto. But we can't tell how long the light from eternity reached now because it's still coming. So we're going to be turning these things. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Revelations 5 and 9. What do you mean? What do you mean, your Aaron and his sons? You know, because he showed Moses the body and the clothes and all of that stuff like he showed John. So what's the deal with Aaron's sons? What's up with that? Revelations 9 and Revelations 5 and 9. And read verses 9 and 10.
And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
See that? That's why he said you make coats for Aaron's sons. Because you're going to be doing this thing too. See that? Get to put it on, man. We're going to be shining like that. Like priests. When he revealed himself to Moses, he was a priest. When he revealed himself to John, he was a priest. Now he said, now you got to make holy garments for us so that we can do what? Minister in the priest's office with him. Now, get this. Like I said, there isn't a word or nothing in this vocabulary that we can equate him with. Nothing. So calling him God is not saying nothing really big. It only means that you're aware that there is one. Elohim, likewise, or Yah, you likewise. So, you know, it's the same thing to me, is that you just identifying that there's a higher consciousness in yourself. It's all to it. But the promises and the power and the wisdom of and the invisible things that are not seen, the world don't know nothing about it. And they done read this Bible 25-7. They still reading it. They don't know nothing about this. It's not for them. Let's look at this a little further. Come on, man. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 12 and 9. Hebrews 12 and 9. One verse. Hebrews 12 and 9. When you receive it, read.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
Wait a minute. Hold on. That 13?
12.
Is it 12?
Mm-hmm.
12? Yeah. Okay, because... There he is. Okay. Got you. Watch this. Okay. Skip down to 24. No. Skip down to the 22. No. Skip down to, 18. There you go.
For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest.
So he did show it to Moses. See that? He showed him what heaven looked like. Read on.
And as and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated, that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
Keep reading.
Cannot endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, and the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
So you see all of that? All that's coming from him in eternity, all that's set up in eternity right now. Because he started out saying, we take you to heavenly places. Then he went in on it. And then after you got past all of that, what did he say? For the Lord our God is a what? Consuming fire. When you wipe away all these things on this earth, time, air, water, birds, fish, stars, angels, God was there in the beginning on fire. Because all of it is created from him. Let's look at it a little further. Let's go into, we're almost done. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 1 and 4. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4. So remember now, he said, with an innumerable company of angels. Let's not forget that part. He showed
now
up on Mount Zion and he shook the whole planet. He shook the whole planet, man. The earth shook with all of angels. He showed up with an innumerable company. And he spoke, and his voice sounded like many waters.
I guess that's where we get sound waves from. That only makes sense that that would be in the creation, that something that we can articulate his voice sounding like water. Like I said, they science testified that there is a God. Ezekiel 1 and 4, one verse.
And behold, the whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
Now, this is how your God travels on things that's on fire. Right. And when he went in and started describing the cherubim, we're not here to describe the cherubim because the cherubim don't exist. Remember, we're in the beginning. We're still trying to figure out what John saw the seven stars were. Skip down to verse 24 and continue.
And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty voice, a speech as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. And when they stood and had let down their wings, then above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins, even upward, and from the appearance of his loins, and even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud, and the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness and of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
On fire. But get this. He's sitting on the throne on fire. Where that thing came from? Well, heaven. Came from heaven. But it was here before the angel. He created the throne before he created the angels from heaven, because everything in heaven got to be obedient to him and the throne. Of course. Why? Because everything in heaven bows before what? The throne. So the throne has to have more authority than everything in heaven. That includes the 24 elders. So when the throne speaks, everything got to listen. We ain't even talking about God talking. We're talking about what we just got through reading about, that thing that was on fire that he was sitting on, that was way back there in the beginning with nothing. Let's look at that. Go to Revelation 4 and verse 1. Revelation 4 and 1. And remember now, we read that in Ezekiel, it was the color amber. Right? That's the sun. Remember now, this is the sun. Now, he's the color amber. Ezekiel 4 is now Revelation chapter 4 and 1. Now we're going to see another color. When you receive it, read.
And this I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he said, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were four beasts.
His throne, now the sun throne was amber. the throne. Here's jasper. See, we all going to have on different colors. We're going to be shining different from like one star, different from another. We're going to shine like the sun, but you're going to be like a, you know, let me put it like this. If you shine like this ember right here, this emerald, okay? If your color is emerald, but the light inside of you is going to make that emerald shine like no other because it's going to be the light given to you in the measure of the spirit that you have within you now. So nobody, nowhere in the creation will ever shine like you because of the measure is given to you, because your measure is like your fingerprint. That's why we shine differently and stop. So it's impossible to be hating on people because what they know. You ain't doing up getting yourself in trouble. Because that's beyond it. That's nothing they have no control of. Nothing any man has control of. Now, you can steal it. You can take it, and you can take those things from, you can take it and misuse it. You can do that. Let's go to Revelation. Go to Hebrews. No, finish that. So his color is amber. Now watch this.
What verse?
Verse 4.
Around about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in a white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings were about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou shalt have created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
They cast their crowns before what? The throne. So they made obeisance to the throne. Why? Because it was there before them. Go to Revelation chapter 19. Almost out of here. Revelation 19 and verse 4. We're going to pick up this conversation some more. But we saw thunders and lightnings in Revelation 4. Watch this.
And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and that's the voice of many waters, and that's the voice of mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth."
Stop. So you see the throne made everybody praise God. See that? Everything praise God. Yeah. So the throne is full of them.
Thy manservant, for thy cattle, for thy strength.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in.
All that in them is, and rest in the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath.
You got the
background. Thy father and thy mother, thy days may be longer.
You got background here. It is really God.
Thou shalt not
cheat. Thou shalt not steal. Turn that down. That's good.
So what?
That's good.
Yeah. Normally we'd be finished by now because we would have started at 10, but I had messed up that program. So it ain't on Zaria, that's on me. So it's good. But look, we can pick the rest of this up next week. I want to catch me some G too. So we gonna say all praises, and we're going to thank the Lord for all of this, man. Once again, you did a wonderful job, man. And, man, I just hope that these messages, man, is increasing y'all understanding and everything and the nature. Because before we get to anything else, you got to understand who he is. And the only way you understand who he is that he reveal himself to you. From where you are. All right. So, hey, man, I love y'all. And we'll touch bases next Sabbath. God willing, we live. Amen. And hopefully, I see y'all sooner than later. Shabbat Shalom. You hear me? Hey, Caleb.
Yeah.
Hey, I love y'all, man. Great job, man. I love you. I'm going to look at, go and holler at your big brother in a minute.
So, love you too. Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't forget to give him a call. All
right. Ernie?
All right, man. All right, time appointed.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Brother Gary.
Amen.
Amen.